Let's turn back to Boise State now because the Broncos lost last night to Nevada, dashed their hopes of playing for a national title game this year. It was a crushing disappointment for Boise fans everywhere, and they are all over the country at this point. So we are grateful that we're joined now by Robert Kustra, who's the president of Boise State University. Mr. President, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
First, congratulations on 24 straight victories. But what happened last night?
As they say, on any given Saturday afternoon, or whenever we play, any team can be beaten. And we knew going into this game, Nevada's tough. Their quarterback's incredible. They played a great game. They just played a great game. And they played a little better game than we did, as the score showed. Nothing to feel badly about for the Broncos. We congratulate Nevada. But this is the way it works in college football. In many ways, it's a metaphor on life. And you learn to win, and sometimes you have to learn how to lose.
You, Mr. President, you've been a critic of the BCS system that ranks teams according to this complicated formula we won't try and replicate here of computer algorithms and polls. And I wonder, does Boise's defeat last night undermine some of your arguments that the system isn't fair to schools like Boise?
Well, not really. The fact of the matter is that with our defeat last night, we've still only lost one game, had a great run, a great season, and among the automatic qualifying conferences, you have the ACC conference that has had a very difficult year, and the winner of that conference will probably go to a BCS bowl game with anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 losses. So how does it happen that a team that's played as well as we did until our defeat last night is just automatically written off as not going to a BCS bowl, and the ACC team goes? That's the inequity built into the BCS system. If it were a playoff, then I would have no quarrel. Yeah.
The president of Ohio State, Gordon Gee, and you had kind of an exchange of words this week. He said that big-name conferences like his face a schedule of tough opponents that he, I think the quote was, it's like facing a murderer's row every week. You countered and say there's absolutely little substance to that claim. Where do you disagree with President Gee?
Well, first of all, Scott, let me say I mentioned the ACC, and it's really the Big East Conference that I was referring to when it comes to the schedule and who's going to go represent them in a BCS bowl. As far as the concern I had this week over President Gee's statements, I just really thought that it wasn't fair to characterize any Division I football team with student athletes who devote the incredible amount of time and energy and discipline to what they do. A schedule that looks very different from what we normally think of a college student having in those wonderful years, to write them off as the little sisters of the poor was, again, a metaphor that didn't work and doesn't work. And I assume he realizes that now. I think we all get caught up in the heat of the moment.
We've invited Bill Hancock, executive director of the BCS, to join us on our show next week. In the meantime, we have a statement from him that reads in part, "The BCS is the best way to match the number one and number two teams in the bowl system. College football gives fans the most meaningful regular season in sports, capped by a championship bowl game that is more popular than a Final Four, NBA playoffs, or World Series. The game of college football is doing great. There is no need to monkey with the system." So, President Kustra, why do you think there is?
Well, I think there is because the simple fact of the matter is that in every other sport in NCAA intercollegiate athletics, there is a playoff system which actually does determine who at the very end is the national champion by wins and losses all the way up to the end, as we know from Sweet 16, the Final Four in basketball and every other sport. That's not the way it works in football. And along the way, some teams are not given the opportunity, regardless of their one-loss record, to participate in that kind of a playoff system. Instead, it's a playoff system that is designed by the BCS and in many ways is rigged by the BCS to allow some teams in and to deny other teams the access I think they deserve.
President Custer, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
President of Boise State University, Robert Custer. And next Saturday, we'll hear from Bill Hancock, Executive Director of the Bowl Championship Series.